This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life to this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
All that you are, Father, all that you have been and all that you will be. For Father, your past, present, and future at the same time. And we just want to say thank you. As we come now to the preaching of your word, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that I may rightly divide the word of truth. Father, knowing that we'll leave here better people because we have heard a word from you. We thank you in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. To the triune Godhead, to Pastor Hamilton, let's give him a hand. Glad to see him. Say they had early service and he decided to come and fellowship with us. To Reverend Dearborn and to Reverend Slaughter in his absence, to our First Lady, Sister Green, and ministers' wives that are present, to these deacons and deaconesses, to these ministers of music and this choir. Didn't they do a marvelous job? Thank God for Brother Sapp for that beautiful rendition of How Great Thou Art. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, commencing at verse 4. Thank you for your standing in reverence and respect to the Word of God. The Word of God says, "And then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, I have formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." God bless you. We want to talk about finding your identity and purpose. Thank you, Urshas. Finding your identity and your purpose. Believe it or not, the graveyard is a rich place. Many have taken undiscovered identities and undiscovered purposes and gifts to the graveyard. Books that have never been written is in the graveyard. Music that has never been composed or heard is in the graveyard. Paintings that have never been seen. Poetry that have never been read. Businesses that were never opened. Companies that never got started. Inventions that were never used are in the graveyard. Simply because people died without finding their identity and their purpose. There are five questions should operate the human heart. Who am I? That's identity. Where am I from? That's source. Why am I here? That's purpose. What can I do? That's potential. Where am I going? That's destiny. But the average person, believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, they are still struggling with their identity and their purpose. people emulate others because they have no self-identity. And when you try to dress and act like someone else, you're battling with your own identity. You can never know who you are until you find out where you're from. And if you don't know who you are and where you're from, you will never know why you're here. And what you are settling for in life disappoints God. What you are proud of, God is ashamed of. When you look at purpose, purpose is the end that started before the beginning. Purpose is the destination before the journey. Purpose is the final address in your life. Purpose is the reason for your birth and the meaning of your existence. So when I look at this text, number one, write this down. To discover my identity and to discover my purpose, number one, I have to realize that God knows me. Look what he says in the text. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Psalms 139 and 1 and 2 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Look at the text. He says, I formed. The word form is a visible shape or configuration of something. It means to bring together parts and combine them to create one thing or something. When you were born, watch this, gonna blow your mind. When God allowed you to be born, he allowed you to be born because you were finished. Everything that he destined for you to be in this life, he put it inside of you before you were born. So when you was born, God was finished. While you were in the womb, God was putting everything inside of you that you needed to have to get the job done. Obama, President Obama, just wasn't born and breathed and say, I want to be president. God already put that in him. I'm looking at Attorney Sanders and Attorney Labadane. They wasn't born to say, I want to be lawyers and DA. God put those things inside of them. He gave them the tools that when they were born, God was finished. And since God was finished with his part, the only thing you have to do now is to find your identity and your purpose. And you can't find your own identity and purpose worrying about somebody else's identity and purpose. You got to find out why God allowed you to be born. When God released you in birth, you came with everything already. Now you must be used. You see, the hard drive is not replaced, it's just upgraded. Oh, y'all just missed it. Everything you need in life to become that which God has purposed you to be, you already have it in your heart and in your mind. God said, I formed thee. And not only did he form, but he says, I knew thee. I know you can do what you are born to do because I made you to do it. All that you were born to do, I've already put the components inside of you. God have already put inside of you what you need to get the job done. When God says to Satan, consider Job, the reason why God told Satan to consider Job, because God made Job and he knew Job. And he knew what Job can endure, and he knew how faithful Job was. Why? Because God made him. And see, when you know God made you, And we know God have made you with your own identity and purpose. There is nothing you can't do. That's why Paul says, I can do all things, because God have put in place the things I need to get the job done. He says, I formed you and I knew you and I placed the components inside of you. Now watch this. I remember years ago, you remember when VCRs first came out? Man, when you had a VCR, folks thought you was rich. Man, y'all, VCR. And when I first got my first VCR, I went to the video store and started renting some movies. I loved to rent movies and sit around with the fam and watch TV. And some weeks after having my VCR, Reverend Hamilton, I put a movie in, and the movie kept ejecting out. I put the movie in, and the movie kept ejecting out. It was a Panasonic, and I was mad. I said, well, something must be wrong with this thing. I spent all this money for this, and now, look, it don't even work anymore. But little did I know, when I took the top off it, Junior had put a quarter in it. It was nothing, watch, hear me good, it was nothing wrong with the VCR. It was just something inside of it that shouldn't have been there that stopped it from operating properly. See, it's nothing wrong with you, but you have allowed something to come inside you to stop you from operating properly. God have already made you, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He have given you all the components to get the job done, but you allowed hatred to come in. You allowed envy to come in. You allowed strife to come in, and you can't operate the way you should because there's some things inside of you that needs to come out. He made you already. And when a manufacturer makes a product, before they release the product to be manufactured and going across the world to be purchased, they test the product. Before Sony, Panasonic put their image on it, they test the product. Before you was conceived, God had already tested you. You are not where you are and what you are by mistake. God had a plan for you even before conception took place. And so God have already placed inside of you what you need to get the job done. My brothers and sisters, when I look at purpose, when I look at identity, you see, my thing was I wanted to be a detective. I grew up watching Tenafly. Somebody don't know. Now, you know what Kojak is, but you don't know what Tenafly. Tenafly was the first black detective show in the early 70s. Now, you older group looking at me. Who is Tenafly? Now, you know Perry Mason. You know Matlock. But you don't know who. Look, Google it. Shame on all of y'all. You don't even know your own culture. The first black detective show, Tenafly. Not Superfly, Tenafly. And when I started watching that, I wanted to be a detective. I started watching shows, and I wanted to get into the police force. I wanted to be a part of these things, but I was asthmatic. I couldn't make it through the academy. But the reason why God didn't allow me to make it through the academy is because that was not my purpose. Regardless of I wanted to do that, but God said, baby, that's not your purpose. That's not your identity. He says, because I have a church named Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. That's where I want you to be. Now, I'm going to take you through some storms. I'm going to take you through some rough waters. I'm going to take you through a church here and a church there. But it's just a training ground for where I really want you to be. So when you go through hell and high water, don't think God has given up you. He just taking you through the training ground. He is taking you through basic training to get you to where he wants you to be. God says, not only that, then not only that, that God knows me, but then secondly, God says that you're special. Look what he says, before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. The generic meaning of sanctification means to state a proper functioning, to set apart for a specific use. God wanted Jeremiah to know that he was special. And you too, my brothers and sisters, in the sight of God, you're special. Psalms 139, 13 and 16 says, for thou hast possessed my ruins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. See, that's not a boastful thing. That's just something you should know. I may be black, but I'm still fearfully and wonderfully made. People may not think you're cute, and people may not think you're pretty. People may not think you're fine. People may not think you're handsome, but don't worry about all of that. You're still fearfully and wonderfully made. And see, you got to have your own self-esteem. You got to have your own self-respect. You can't expect people to respect you when you don't respect yourself. Young ladies, can I holler at you? If you walk out showing men everything, don't leave nothing to imagination, don't expect them to respect you. They'll get what they want from you, but they won't bring you home to mama, because you ain't the type that mama wants you to bring home. But you need to respect yourself. You need to respect young men. Pull up your pants. Put a belt on. Don't go to no job interview with no pajamas on. Pajamas are made in the bedroom, not to be walked on in Walmart in the mall. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. It's time for you to get your place in God that he has for you. But you can't have your own identity and purpose trying to be like everybody else. God says, I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. God has a plan for your life. The word ordained means to form, means to appoint, to settle, to put into place. God says, in other words, I set in order, I've arranged, and I've prepared you. I have established, instituted, I brought you into being, I've set you apart for this particular purpose, and I have now placed you where you need to be to get the job done. Somebody saying, well, Pastor, how do I know what I'm supposed to do? One thing about God, he's not the author of confusion. You can't sit there and wonder, I don't know. God have already revealed to you your purpose and your identity, but you are too busy trying to fit in. One thing about identity and purpose, you're not going to fit in to every crowd. Now, watch this. People are comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan. Both of them are great players. But the difference is, LeBron is going to find a team when Michael had everybody wanting to come to him. Let me say it again. LeBron is trying to find the team when Michael had players want to come where he was. Now watch this. If you are great, and if you are great in your purpose, you don't have to go find circles. Circles gonna want to come where you are. And when you leave out of what God has purposed you to try to fit in, you're going to fit in with them, but you're gonna lose out with God. I'd rather lose out with you and fit in with God, because God can get me through hell and high water. God can heal my body. God can be my company keeper. God can take care of me when I can't take care of myself. Is there anybody here can testify and say, preacher, I'm glad I stayed with God. I was tempted to walk away, but I'm glad I stayed with him. The rain almost kept me home this morning, but I'm glad I showed up at church this morning, because I had an identity crisis. I had a purpose crisis, but God is telling me that he has already put inside of me what I need. Oh, Lord. As I get ready to leave you, the proof is even in the Son. Before Christ was born in the flesh, the Bible says he was slain before the foundation of the world. While he was in the womb of his mother Mary, God was already putting in his Son what he needed to get the job done. Y'all missed that. And if you wonder why Joseph couldn't play a role in the conception, because the seed of Joseph was corrupt. Because Joseph came straight from the seed of Adam. And Adam, when he sinned against God, every man born after Adam's seed was corrupt. And so the Holy Spirit said, man cannot be involved in this conception. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit himself. Because there is no sin in the Holy Spirit. There is no corruption in the Holy Spirit. So Jesus came in the form of a man. And he had to come here legal, because Satan stole dominion illegally. He robbed it from Adam. So Jesus said, for me to put it back into man's hands through God, I've got to come here legal. I just came majestically appear on the earth. I got to come just like man came. I got to come 9 months just like man came. I got to come through the same tunnel man came. But while I'm in the womb, God is putting into the Son the power to heal the blind. God is already putting into the Son the power to feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. He's already put in the Son to tell a man to pick up his bed and walk. He already put in the Son to tell him to walk on the water, walk on the ship, and tell the storm to shut your mouth. He already put that in the Son. And just like he put in the Son what he needs, God have already put in you what you need. Quit whining, cancel the pity party. You are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Isaiah 9 and 6 says this: for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You just missed that. Watch this. Isaiah 9 and 6. A child is born, but the son is given. The child will be born, but the son will be given. Mary will give birth to the child, but not the son. She will birth the body, but God will give the spirit. She would birth the house, but God would give the residence. Mary is the mother of Jesus, but not the mother of Christ. Jesus is the body. Christ is the spirit. And can I tell you something? Bethlehem ain't his first home. Bethlehem is not his beginning. Jesus was existing through 42 generations. You and I come from 42 generations. Jesus came through 42 generations. He was already here before the T was put in the time. He was already here before the first star was hung in the sky. He was already here before God said, let there be. And since he was already here, he already knows what I'm going through, but even before I go through it. He already know what I'm going to cry about even before I cry. He already know what I'm in the hospital for even before my body started aching in pain. If God knows all of this, why are you whining? Why are you wailing? He already knows what you're going through. And the to be somebody giving God the praise in this house this morning, because I am somebody. I may not be rich. I may not have six figures. May not have name brand clothes. But guess what? I got a God who loves me. I got a God who takes care of me. And I know who I am. I know my purpose. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I wonder, is there anybody in here that feel like I feel right now? You may not have it all together, but God to put everything together in you. And only thing you need to do is give up and give him a praise. If you really want to know what you're here for, is to give God praise and to give God glory. Forget about what happened last week. Forget about what happened last year. Forget about what happened last night. Think about this moment. I'm made to give God praise. And what's the highest praise? Hallelujah. Come on, give it to him. Forget about your pain. Forget about your sickness. Forget about your disappointment. And give God some praise. Finding your identity and your purpose. God knows me. He knows you. He knows what you're going through. He has a plan for you. But you have to have a close contact with God. And God will reveal to you your identity and your purpose. Let me show you the world that we live in. Two men commit the same crime, allegedly. Attorneys, I said allegedly. One man goes to prison, but another man may be appointed a Supreme Court judge. Same accusations, same crime committed in the past. No physical proof, just word of mouth. But one man goes to prison, and another one may be appointed to Supreme Court judge. You ain't getting what I'm saying. If you don't find your identity and you don't find your purpose, you're going to find yourself in the hands of man to decide your life. But I'm so glad that I've made up in my mind. People, what people thought about me and said about me used to disappoint me. But then God said, wait a minute, son, they didn't hang on the cross for you. They didn't lift you up in the morning. They didn't wake you up this morning. I'm the one been that good to you. So you are the focus on God and God only. But is there anybody here can testify that God been good to me? Come on, God been good to me. God is still being good to me. God will be good to me. It's a life that we live in. We who are believers in Christ.